Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Dyson's first global connected air quality data project examines the indoor air quality data from more than 2.5 million connected Dyson air purifiers, with Ireland ranking 23rd on the list of 32 countries for indoor air pollution. From a wealth of data, the project focused on two types of pollutant, PM2.5 and volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. PM2.5 refers to particles as small as 2.5 microns in diameter, 1/25th the diameter of a typical human hair. These particles are invisible to the naked eye, can be inhaled, and are an area of increasing scientific and health research. Sources include combustion, wood burners, or gas cooking and heating. VOCs are gas pollutants, including benzene and formaldehyde, which can be emitted from activities like cleaning or gas cooking, as well as from products including deodorants and body sprays, candles, furniture and furnishings. Salman Farris is an air quality data scientist with Dyson.
We capture, first of all, PM2.5. They're much smaller than a hair. These are ultra-fine particles that you can usually not see with your bare eyes. The majority of the countries that we study are seeing higher level of indoor PM2.5 levels than outdoor levels for at least 6 months in a year. There are some countries that are exceeding the long-term WHO guideline for PM2.5 every month in that year. As you can see, winter is the most polluted season in countries that experience temperate seasons. What we're seeing is that the PM2.5 level peaks at around the evening. From our side, we collect this data and we use it to inform decisions on how we improve our range of technologies.
December proved the worst month for Irish households, with indoor PM2.5 levels exceeding WHO guidelines by almost three times. Winter was the most polluted season in all geographies, with Ireland peaking during the months of December and March. Overall, in an average 24-hour period, Irish homes saw a spike in indoor air pollution between 7 p.m. and midnight. Matt Jenkins is Dyson's Engineering Director for Environmental Care.
Air pollution is really anything that's carried in the air that has the potential to cause us harm. In an outdoor setting, it can be fine dust generated by traffic, wildfires, or pollen. Indoor air pollution, that's much more complicated and nuanced. It can be using cleaning solvents, combustion of fuels for cooking or heating, allergens and pet dander. We're quite fortunate over the past few years to have built up a network of over 5 million connected air purifiers, and we're hoping to use that data to really step change the awareness of air quality globally.
The project analyses indoor air quality information collected by 2.5 million Dyson purifiers from 2022 to 2023 and breaks down pollution into gas and particle pollutants and profiles trends over days, months, seasons and the full year. The data comes from Dyson purifiers connected to the My Dyson app. The volume of data exceeds 500 billion data points and paints a precise picture of indoor air quality in cities and countries. Helena Bradley is a design engineer with Dyson.
We capture a range of pollutants in the home. We capture particulates, gases, as well as the formaldehyde. Connected data has allowed us to understand that the worst air pollution can often be at night, when many of our owners don't have their products on. The auto mode on the product allows the owners to leave their product on, and the machine does all the work, sensing, capturing, and destroying air pollutants in real time. Through the app, you can look individually at the pollutants it's capturing.
Nearly all homes experienced indoor air quality worse than outdoor, with Ireland peaking in December and March, but Dublin City specifically peaking in January and March. All but four of the countries studied exceeded outdoor PM2.5 levels for 6 months or more. Ireland ranked 28th globally for indoor-outdoor ratio of PM2.5 levels, with China, Austria and Spain at the top. Dublin City had slightly higher levels of PM2.5 than the rest of the country, but this was still below the global average. However, the measurement still exceeded the WHO long-term exposure guidelines of what is deemed safe long-term PM2.5 levels. Dyson air purifier data showed that winter across all countries was the most polluted season indoors overall. Given that 90% of our time is spent indoors, the results showed PM2.5 peaked throughout the colder months, with January being the most polluted month globally. And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect, and join us at the same time again next week.